1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh. Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Kane Area High School in Kane, Pennsylvania, about 150 miles northeast of Meadowlands as the crow flies. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network takes the lid off the PIAA basketball playoffs as the District 9 runner-up Wolves host the WPIL third-place Bucks of Chartiers, Houston. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show. Jason Tennant, late of the PIAA Wrestling Championships, is our floor director. Scott Donnelly and Kyle Lamb are handling cameras for us. Both teams should know the state playoff routine, though Chartiers Houston has been here more recently. The Bucks are making their 10th all-time WPIL appearance, 4 times in the previous 9, getting past this first round. The Wolves are in the state playoffs for the 11th time, though Kane has gotten past the first round only once, that in 2019, when the Wolves reached the quarterfinals. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Schweiner Broughton Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. By Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By the Larry Maggi Election Committee, celebrating all the life lessons learned in high school sports. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By First Christian Church, the Round Church at 615 East Bow Street in Washington. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. By Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated, wishing the Lady Bucks good luck during the 2026 playoff run. And by the Chartiers Houston softball boosters, football boosters, and boys basketball boosters backing the Lady Bucks. We'll have more on the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Busy time around the WJPA Sports Network. Jason Tennant, I mentioned, from the PIAA Wrestling Championships all day Thursday, and this morning, 3.5-hour trip from Hershey to Kane, Pennsylvania. Our crew trucking in this afternoon, 2.5-plus to get here from Washington. Also in action tonight, Canna McMillan girls host a PIAA first-round game, taking on Governor Mifflin. That game on WJPA.com and NFHS as well. Four Cherries at Wilmington in the 2A bracket, Burgettstown at Neshantuck, and 5A boys has Ringgold at West York. Two more games on the network tomorrow. Trinity girls at Hollidaysburg, Peters Township at Susquehannock. I've got that four-hour trip ahead of me once we get home tonight. Jeff Morgan will be on Green Sports tomorrow. Jefferson Morgan heading to Red Bank Valley. We should have just let Jason stay here and get a hotel room or something along those lines, which he could still do since he drove here by himself. We'll take a look at how our two teams, Kane and Churchill Houston, made the PIAA playoffs when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, this is Larry Maggi. As a sports official for many years, I've seen firsthand the value of high school sports. Whatever the sport, whatever the season, high school athletics teach our young people about discipline, teamwork, commitment to goals, and other valuable life lessons. Congratulations to all of our area playoff teams and best wishes in the game of life.
A message from the Larry Maggi Election Committee.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Chartiers Houston softball boosters, football boosters, and boys basketball boosters wishing the Lady Bucks the very best on this playoff run. Softball team getting ready to chase another WPIL title. Football and boys basketball teams enjoy playoff seasons and appreciate the support of the entire Chartiers Houston community. Keep your eyes out for upcoming fundraisers to support all of the booster clubs, and let's go Bucks. And a big thank you as well to Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated, wishing the Lady Bucks good luck during this playoff run. Great to have all of you along here on the Visit Green County pregame show. Game officials, coaches, captains are gathering at the moment. Winner advances in the state playoffs. The loser does not. Chartiers Houston lost in the first round last year. Lost in the first round in 2023. Last time out of this first round, the Bucks reached the quarterfinals back in 2018. Four times in their previous nine trips, the Bucks have gotten out of this first round. For Kane, only one time after the first round, though. They did play in the preliminary rounds, actually didn't even get to the full 32-team bracket. This is the 11th trip to the state playoffs for Kane. The only time they got past the first round was in 2019 when they lost to Brentwood in second-round play. Chartiers Houston comes in, winners of eight of their last nine after a midseason funk against Winchester Thurston and Keystone Oaks, but then won eight of nine. Their only loss in that run was to Winchester Thurston in the WPIL semis. The Bucks started the season with wins in 13 of their first 14. Kane, meanwhile, been pretty close to 500 the whole time. 7-5 start that ended with an overtime win at Ridgeway back in mid-January. 7-6 since that, including losses in two of the last three, losing to DuBois Central Catholic, the 1A third-place finisher out of District 9. Also lost to the 1A runner-up Elk County Catholic in this 7-6 run over the last 13 games. Tim Chapman, Andy Sorbera, and Marvin Martell, District 9 game officials, to call this one here tonight. Chartiers Houston comes in at 22-4. Kane comes in at 14-11. But Kane has sophomore Addison Haight, nearly 1,200 points scoring in her first two, not full, seasons. Haight will be the focus of the Bucks' defensive efforts tonight. Laura Montecalvo telling me look for diamond and one, look for help on all screens. Going to try to challenge and limit Haight. The magic number that Coach Montecalvo gave me was 16. Want to try to limit Haight to 16 points in tonight's game. Meanwhile, the Bucks are not going to press right off the bat, and part of that has to do with that little piece that I mentioned, District 9 officials. They want to see exactly how this officiating crew handles pressure. Coach Montecalvo indicating that she did not see much pressure defense against Kane in the films that she has seen, and so you don't know how Kane will react, but you also don't know how much that gets played in the smaller classes here in District 9. There's only six teams in the district, so you just don't know how that's going to be reacted to by game officials as well, and something that she wanted to check out. Also talked with Dan Haight, and appreciate both coaches sharing info with us, and Haight says we have to take care of the basketball and we have to rebound a whole lot better than we've been rebounding as of late. This game is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and intended exclusively for the private non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio strictly prohibited. Announcers chosen and paid by WJPA. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. Back.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
First Christian Church of Washington, the church home of Coach Laura, wishes good luck to the Lady Bucks in the PIAA playoffs. If you're searching for a church home, First Christian Church is a loving congregation, accepting and embracing all, led by senior pastor, the Reverend Dr. Arthur Keyes, recipient of the 2025 Washington County Community Foundation's Humanitarian of the Year. First Christian Church, 615 East Bow Street in Washington, with worship services at 10:30 each Sunday. Join the celebration, and go Bucks!
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Welcome back to Kane Area High School. The colors are red, white, and blue. And this brightly lit gymnasium with fresh coats of paint, it would appear, all over the place, celebrating playing a home state basketball playoff game. Starters being introduced. First of all, for the Lady Bucks and Laura Montecalvo, 5'4", Sophie Pallone, 5'7", sophomore Mackenzie Walsh, 5'8", sophomore Ava Kolovich, has 11-point per game average. Allie Wingard, a senior, 1 point better than that, scoring 12 a game, and a 5'8 sophomore, Aubrey Rosance. On the other side for Dan Haight and the Kane Area Wolves, Casey Weimer, averaging 10 points a game. Alexa Olmsted's a 5'8 senior, 7 points and five boards. 5'3 senior Sarah Eli, a 5'10 junior, Callie Ann Waite, and averaging 26 points a game and eight boards. Addison Haight, again, nearly 1,200 points scored in her career. Officials check with the coaches, the scorers table, and we're set to get underway. Tim Chapman puts the ball in flight and controlled by the Kane Wolves. Ball into the far corner. Olmsted take it back out. Feed it into the corner. That pass deflected. Good hands there by Allie Wingard on that defense. Wolves trying to set picks to get Haight open. They get her the ball. Side of the lane. Feed it to the near corner. Step into a two-pointer. Olmsted. Shot won't go. Rebound cleared by Wingard. Bucks get the ball in front court. On the dribble out of the corner, it's Pallone. Bring it to Kolovich. Last couple of games, we saw Ava Kolovich some foul trouble early on. Ball back out to Kolovich. Take it far side, Pallone. Dribbles toward the top of the key with nobody home. Wingard in the corner. And now a three ball taken. Too strong. Rebound grab up the lane. Dish down low for Wingard. Trying to save it, but stepped out of bounds to do so. And a ball will come back the other way after the miss by Rosance. So each team with a possession and no scoring as of yet. Just about a minute gone in this opening period. Weimer between the circles now to Olmsted. Bring it left side to Eli. To the elbow. Ball goes to Waite. Dish it down low. Shot partially blocked. Battle for the rebound and Wingard comes out of there. Weimer shot rejected by the Bucks. Chartiers Houston wearing the road dark gray uniforms. Side of the lane, pass to Mackenzie Walsh. Give it off to Wingard. Out for a three for Pallone. Good line, but drifts just a little wide right. Rebound tracked down by Addison Haight. Her first offensive touch. Lost the handle, trying to dribble over the top of the defense. Pass ahead intended for the Bucks, Kolovich, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Addison Haight. Actually, the Bucks may have gotten a break there. Kolovich may have touched that last. Feed comes clear up top to Rosance. Left side into the corner. Back and forth go Walsh. Walsh is three ball. It's an air ball out front. Rebound cleared by Callie Ann Waite. And here comes Haight up the floor. Long pass to the baseline, way over the top. And even if there was somebody there to get it, that wasn't going to be caught. Only whistles we've had so far have been out-of-bounds plays. Coming up on 6 minutes remaining in our opening quarter. Great to have you along tonight as the PIAA basketball playoffs get underway. Wingard into the near corner. Rosance for two. It's good. Aubrey Rosance takes the lid off with the deuce. Haight deals right side. It's Weimer. Cross-court pass to Eli, and now the handoff. Into the corner goes Haight. Dish it off. Player open. It's Waite. Her shot rolls across the iron. No good, but a foul called on the Bucks. Time. Haight drew the traffic. And then play went inside. First foul of the game called on Ava Kolovich. Her first. Bucks' first foul. And a couple of free throws coming for Callie Ann Waite. First shot deep, but kicks high in the air and drops home. Sometimes shooters get that little bit of a break. And that one, Callie Ann Waite, indeed, gets the shooter's touch. 5:37 to play opening quarter. Second shot. This one's too strong as well, and a rebound comes up the lane. Good box out by Mackenzie Walsh. Ahead to Kolovich. Give it back into the corner. Pallone, or rather Walsh, and now dribble drive. Ball stripped away. Good hands there by Addison Haight. Haight took it away on the drive by Wingard, and now floater in the paint for Haight. Goes coast to coast, and Kane takes a 3-2 lead. Ball comes left side to Pallone. To the near side, pass too tall for Kolovich, and out of bounds onto the Kane bench. We'll get a look at the Rosance two-point bucket. It had the Bucks in front for a moment. Haight for corner. Weimer's three won't go. Rebound up the lane. Nice clear by Kolovich. And quickly ahead, Pallone was alone but didn't take the shot. Ball goes inside, back out. Pallone put it on the deck, work it around. Kolovich, Walsh, and back to Kolovich. Lob to the corner. It's Pallone. Coverage comes out. Eli cuts her off. Bucks may have gotten away with a walk. Lob goes down low. Rosance can't save it. And the turnover once again. Coverage today brought to you in part by Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated, wishing the Lady Bucks good luck during this 2026 playoff run. Weimer deals left side. Addison Haight to the baseline. Pass across the paint. Far side. Olmstead for two. 5-point run for the Kane Wolves. Coming up on the 4-minute mark. Under four, we'll get a media timeout. Ball back and forth across the top. Far side, Rosance, this time for three off the rim. Rebound knocked toward the baseline, and that's going to be Shark Tears Houston ball, and we get our first media timeout. 5:02 to play, opening quarter. 5-2 lead for Kane over Shark Tears Houston here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, rosters, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country, Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store, or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Chargers Houston ball at the baseline. Feed it clear up top to Kolovich. And now onto the wing, in the corner, Pallone cut off after one dribble. Kolovich, jump pass, Wingard trying to force it down low to Rosance, deflected away. Haight will bring it up the floor for the Wolves. Dish into the corner, three ball looked at by Weimer, doesn't take it. Around to the near side, Olmstead will take a two-pointer. Her second long deuce, seven-point run now for Kane. 7-2, the host Wolves in front. Bucks have not had really a good look at the basket. Kolovich dribbles to the side of the lane. Give it off to Wingard. That's contested. Dribble drive off the window and in. Allie Wingard's first points. 7-4. Kane with the lead. Olmstead. Get around to Waite. And now to Haight. Top of the key. Straight on look for Weimer. Should give it off to Haight, who fumbled the pass. Keep the dribble going. Got away from Pallone. Took it all the way around the perimeter. Now deep. Pass tipped, but gets through anyway. Straight on three ball for Weimer off the front of the rim. Rebound kept alive. Loose ball. Olmstead ends up with it. Lob down low. Too tall. And the steal grabbed by Mackenzie Walsh. And a blocking foul going to be called. Casey Weimer gets the Wolves' first foul of the game. And look at that long two-pointer by Olmstead. First substitution of the game, Taryn Boschert checks in. And a look there at the Allie Wingard kiss in off the glass. Polovich inbounds to Walsh, gives it right back. Walsh in the near corner, dribble drive, gets to the low block, dish it off to Rosance, and now to Wingard in a circle. Wingard kick it out. Penetration, and the ball eventually around the perimeter. Wingard in a circle again. Kick it back out. Long three ball. It's short, well short there on the miss by Pallone. That was probably 23 feet. Haight behind the back, lobbed to the baseline, caught there by Boschert, trying to get Haight open. Law back to the baseline. It's Boschert cut off on the drive. Double team. Feed it into open space. Olmstead catch and shoot. It's wide and short. And a rebound grab by the Bucks. Aubrey Rosance. 7-4. Kane Wolves with the lead. Ball comes right side. Walsh into the corner to Pallone. Back out to Walsh. Her long three is wide right off the iron. Rebound knocked toward the baseline, but hits the baseline. Last touch by Callie-Ann Waite. Another substitution. Mattia Brown checking in. And Callie-Ann Waite checks out of the game. Baseline throw in for the Bucks. It'll be Walsh to key it. Pallone steps free with the help of a screen. Now back to the corner. Kolovich drives to the lane. Tried it, looked at a step through, but can't go there. Shot high off the window. Lays on the rim and drops home for Allie Wingard. 7-6. Kane's lead trimmed to 1. Wingard forced her way between two, and the officials didn't bail her out, but she got the shot to go. Haight gets a screen. Her floater baseline hit the side of the backboard. Comes right down to Mackenzie Walsh. Haight will hassle her up the floor. Walsh, kick to the near corner. Another three-ball. Pallone hits this one. Chartiers Houston retakes the lead. The Bucks on a seven-point run. 45 seconds to play in the first. Haight crossover dribble, then try to jump pass to the corner. That's deflected out of bounds. Sideline throw in. Wolves get the ball eventually to Alexa Olmstead. Picks that dribble up. Hands off to Mattia Brown. Her feed to the corner. Drive. Floater won't go for Weimer. And the Bucks clear the boards once again. The far side, it's Wingard. She'll circle to the corner. Haight trying to get there. Ball knocked loose. Scramble on the sideline, and the ball thrown out of bounds. Last touch by Casey Weimer. Chartiers Houston ball in the front court. 23 and a half seconds to play in our opening quarter. 9-7 Chartiers Houston. Kolovich dribbles across the key. Looks to the corner. Coach Dan Haight would drive me crazy with reaching out across the sideline when the ball's coming in that direction. Pallone, another three. This one's wide left. Rebound. Wingard had it, taken away by Haight. Haight cut off on the sideline, got around a couple of defenders, and Kolovich going to get her second foul. And that's been the struggle that Ava Kolovich has had. She has, the one foul was battling to stop a shot. This one out on the far wing, and it's her second foul. No move to a sub out, just 7/10 of a second left. If you're Kolovich, you can't be near anybody. Inbound to Olmstead, and the quarter comes to an end. Chartiers Houston 9, Kane 7 after 1. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, we're WVU. You probably know us for screaming. And yeah, we're pretty good at it. But here, it's more than a chant. It's our celebration of innovation.
Let's go.
Our rallying cry for community.
Let's go!
And honestly, it's just our way of life. So whether you're chasing big dreams or just chasing sunsets,
let's go!
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list. And one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's wise.
Two lead changes in the quarter. Kane with a 7-0 run after the Bucks scored the first points of the game. And then the Bucks came back to score the last 7 points and lead by 2-9-7 at the end of one quarter. Church of Houston will start with the basketball on the possession arrow throw-in. Bucks substitute. They get Brooklyn Hess on the floor and Polovich on the bench. Rosanz back out to Pallone. Looked at a shot, didn't take it. Wingard goes left side to Walsh. Long bounce pass. Wingard couldn't get to it and picked off. Here come the Wolves. Haight steps back. Travel call. And she wants to challenge that a little bit. She's like, that's a jump stop. And you see step, pick up the dribble. 1, 2, 3, and then jump. That's a travel. Doesn't matter who the officials are or where they're from. That's a walk. Chartreuse Houston plus 2, up 9-7. Ball goes left wing to Mackenzie Walsh. Trying to force a pass into the corner. Haight tips that out of bounds. End of one quarter at Cannon McMillan. WPIL 6A champion Big Macs trailing Governor Mifflin 11-10 at the end of one. Walsh gets open, takes the inbound. Wingard put it on the deck. Floater outside the window. Shot no good, but rebound grabbed by Walsh. Her shot in the paint won't go. Rosanz put back. Too strong, won't go. Three looks at the basket, and the Bucks can't get one to drop. Olmstead rebounds for Kane. Back the other way. Ball into the hands of Olmstead from Weimer. Haight comes through. Screen set. Fight off of that. Keep Haight outside the three-point line. Long corner pass. Threw it away. One other thing that Coach Montecalvo told me that they want to do, they want to try to frustrate Addison Haight if they can. The travel got her talking to the official, and this time just a strong overhead pass threw it way over top of everyone. Walsh keeps the dribble, feed to the corner. Pallone, shoulder shimmy to get open. Ball to Hess, and now to Rosanz. Back across. Pass tipped by Haight, saved by Pallone. Can't go that way. Ball comes near side. Rosanz, and now up top. Rosanz looks in the corner. Feed gets through to Walsh. Back to Rosanz for two off the window. No good. Wingard rebounds, goes up to shoot, but she is fouled. 6:09 to play first half. Chartreuse Houston up 9-7. Back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Allie Wingard at the free throw line. Air ball on the first. Nothing but net on the second foul shot. Foul called on Mattia Brown, her first. Wingard with 5 points, leading all scorers. Haight driven deep and going to get a foul call. Boy, the Bucks thought they had used the baseline effectively. And this foul going to be on Allie Wingard, her first. Team's first foul in the second quarter. Weimer will key it in. Bucks try to keep people out of the paint, but look who's there. Wait, and she missed the lay-in. Rebound tipped, but pulled down by Wingard. Bucks with players ahead. Ball ahead to Pallone. She circles it back out near corner. Walsh, air ball three. It's caught on the far side by Olmstead. Bucks had 3-on-1. Now the ball comes ahead. Weimer layup won't go. And a rebound cleared by Chartreuse Houston. Get it across the timeline. And that's Amelia Bros on the floor. She's playing with a full knee brace on the left side. Have not seen her the last couple of games that we have covered. Bros to high post. Kick it back out. All around the perimeter to the high post. Able to save that pass was Brooklyn Hess. Bucks up 10-7. Lob into the corner. Caught. Side of the lane. Ball gets inside. Bros rolls it up. It won't go. Rebound Wingard. She's fouled. And will go to the line to shoot two. Foul called on Alexa Olmstead. 5:10 to play, first half, 10-7 Chartiers Houston, back on the WJPA Sports Network.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Wingard makes one of two. The Bucks get a takeaway and get a lay-in from Brooklyn Hess. But then a foul at the other end as Allie Wingard picks up her second foul. That's going to send Bria Petroff to the free throw line for two. First one short, first trip to the game for her. Wingard going to sit as Rosance checks back in. Bucks up 13-7. Second foul shot for Petroff, one of two on this trip. First point for Kane in about 6 minutes of game time. For the Bucks have Kolovich and Wingard both in foul trouble. Tough bounce pass. Nice save there by Bros. Ball comes near side. Rosance, jumper inside the lane, good for two. 15-8, Chartiers Houston with the lead. Lob caught, pass back across, intended for Pate, too tall and out of bounds. 4:23 to play in our first half. Chartiers Houston girls have crossed me up here. Baseline jumper, good for two. And that cross-up is right there. Player number two. Haight takes the ball back. Three ball won't go. Rebound comes up the lane where Hess tracks it down. Baseline, float shot won't go. Hess tipped, or rather, Bros tipped the rebound. And then the ball taken away from Haight. Home fans wanting a foul call. Rosanne stepped back for a three. That won't go. Addison Haight stepped back. Her two-pointer lays on the rim, won't go. Rebound put back is good. Callie Ann Waite in the right place at the right time. 17-10, Chartiers Houston leads by seven. Next whistle will get us to our timeout. Grace Littlecott, by the way, number two, and my apologies. I'm looking at my score sheet, and her name's right there. I just couldn't find number two on there anywhere. Three ball, near side. Check that, two-pointer on the line for Amelia Bros. And a Bucks pressure. Pass through traffic. Far corner, three ball for Weimer. Off the rim, won't go. Rebound inside. Bucket for Callie Ann Waite, but a foul called on the Bucks. She'll go to the foul line to shoot two after the media timeout. 2:46 to play. Opening half, 19-10 Bucks. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, this is Larry Maggi. As a sports official for many years, I've seen firsthand the value of high school sports. Whatever the sport, whatever the season, high school athletics teach our young people about discipline, teamwork, commitment to goals, and other valuable life lessons. Congratulations to all of our area playoff teams and best wishes in the game of life.
A message from the Larry Maggi Election Committee.
Chartreuse Houston softball boosters, football boosters, and boys basketball boosters wish the Lady Bucks the very best on this 2026 playoff run. Softball team getting ready to chase another WPIL title. Football and boys basketball teams enjoyed playoff seasons this year and appreciate the support of the entire Chartreuse Houston community. Keep your eyes out for upcoming fundraisers and support all of the booster clubs. Let's go Bucks! Free throws coming for Callie-Anne Waite. Bucks starting to accumulate foul situations. Kolovich two in the first quarter. Wingard two in the second. Brooklyn Hess picks up her first foul. Waite at the foul line hit one of two in the opening quarter and nails this one perfectly. 19-11 Bucks lead as we get on the short side of the media timeout. Waite's second free throw, no good. Rebound comes up the lane, and it's cleared nicely by Hannah Russell. Russell checked in after the media timeout. Bucks across the timeline, back and forth go Hess and Walsh to the corner. Three ball's an air ball. Bucks do not have the range. That was Hannah Russell firing that up. Here comes Addison Haight. She'll launch a three-pointer. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped into the hands of Mackenzie Walsh. Callie-Anne Waite was coming down the lane and thought she might end up stealing that rebound, but knocked it toward the baseline. Fumble by Littlecott, but keeps possession. Pass into the paint. Haight saw that feed to the corner coming and picked that off. 2:05 to play, first half. Weimer, her pass intended for Olmstead is picked off. Littlecott dribbles out of trouble, and the Bucks are going to slow things down now. Chartiers Houston up 19-11. 10-4 advantage in this period so far. The Bucks would like to add to that if they can. Ball on the left side. Littlecott fumbled it again, and a blocking foul going to be called on Haight. Her first, team's third foul in this period. Nice crowd here for Kane Wolves home girls playoff game. Nice crowd making the trip from the Meadowlands area as well. And great to have all of you along with us tonight. Bad decision there by Mackenzie Walsh, and the Bucks bail her out of it. Near side, Littlecott finds a cutter. Put the ball to Walsh in the paint. Missed the shot, got her own rebound. Goes back up, shot partially blocked, controlled by Waite. Waite feed it to Haight over on the far side, and she'll circle now. 1:20 to play in the first half. Haight behind the back. Double team, flip to the corner. Olmstead, pump fake, travel. Olmstead had the lane, but didn't go immediately when she got the ball. And then when she did go, she got the feet going way too early. Allie Wingard going to check in. It'll end up being just under a minute to play in this first half, barring some sort of whistle here. Littlecott, without pressure, picks up her dribble. It's the ball inside. Bros dribbles in traffic. Get the ball to Littlecott. To the corner. Open three-pointer, another air ball. Rebound tipped toward the baseline. Saved there by the Bucks, but thrown away, and it goes right to Casey Weimer. Lob ahead, Olmstead catch, 12-footer, short, rebound cleared by Bros. Bros push it up the floor. Deal off to her right, three ball, this time in the bottom of the net for Hannah Russell. 22-11, Bucks doubling up the Wolves here late in the first half. Haight shot won't go. Rebound knocked toward the baseline. That's going to belong to the Wolves. With 10.4 seconds to go, the Bucks check Wingard in here on the defensive end. Wingard with two fouls. Gotta know she can't go near anybody. Lob up top. Olmstead steps to a two-pointer. Pulls it short. Rebound. Threw it back out to Olmstead. 5 seconds to play in the half. Ball to Haight. Haight cut off. And an offensive foul called on Addison. Haight trying to create. And she gets called for the charge. Two fouls on Haight. And the Bucks just want to get the ball inbounds with 0.3 seconds to play. And they will do that at the half. Chargers Houston 22, Kane 11, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
First Christian Church of Washington, the church home of Coach Laura, wishes good luck to the Lady Bucks in the PIAA playoffs. If you're searching for a church home, First Christian Church is a loving congregation, accepting and embracing all, led by Senior Pastor, the Reverend Dr. Arthur Keyes, recipient of the 2025 Washington County Community Foundation's Humanitarian of the Year. First Christian Church, 615 East Bow Street in Washington, with worship services at 10:30 each Sunday. Join the celebration, and go Bucks!
Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated, supporting our coverage of the Chartiers Houston Bucks, wishing the Lady Bucks good luck during this 2026 playoff run. Bucks scored first. Kane scored the next 7 points to lead 7-2, but Chartiers Houston has exploded from there. 20-4 run for the Bucks over those next 12 minutes of game action. Chartiers Houston scored 7 points to close the first quarter to lead 9-7, taking the lead with just under a minute remaining in the first. And the Bucks scored, scored 10 of the next 11 points in the game to push the margin to 19-8, and now at 22-11, teams in the locker room at the half. Couple of issues, though, always not rosy for Chartiers Houston. There's a couple of issues. Number one, multiple, two hands full of air balls from beyond the arc. Two fouls on Allie Wingard, two fouls on Ava Kolovic in the early going, and both of them sat for much of that second quarter. So got to take care of that. Got to keep your stars on the floor, and you spend too much time with them sitting on the bench, you end up in all kinds of trouble. We're at the half. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We'll take a look at first half individual scoring when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Nice balance scoring for the Bucks. I have 6 points for Allie Wingard. And you got 4 for Aubrey Rosantz, 3 for Hannah Russell, 3 for Sophie Pallone, each hitting 3 balls. Then 2 apiece for Grace Littlecott, Brooklyn Hess, and Amelia Bros. So the Bucks are 2 of 4 at the foul line, all of those taken by Wingard. On the other side of the ledger, 4 for Callie Ann Waite, 4 for Alexa Olmstead, and 2 for Addison Haight. And that gives me a total of 10, so I'm missing a point somewhere. 1, 2, 3, Bria Petroff with a foul shot. There we go. I knew I'd find it somewhere. Now she hit 1 of 2 on her trip to the line, so 2 of 4 in the second quarter for the Wolves and 3 for 6 in the ballgame. Chartiers Houston led 9-7 after 1, outscored the Wolves 13-4 in that second period. Foul shot make 3 minutes in. Wolves didn't score again for another minute and a half. Got their only second quarter field goal, that from Waite. And then right after the media timeout, Waite with a single free throw make in a couple of looks at the basket. Score from Canna McMillan, WPIL 6A girls champion. Big Macs trailing at the half 21-20 to Governor Mifflin, the District 3 eighth place finisher. And now the challenge for John Fontana to, if the WPIL championship hangover is the issue for the Lady Big Macs, time to shake that off. You got 16 minutes to try to extend your season and not be the first big upset of the state playoff bracket. More basketball action coming your way tomorrow here on the WJPA Sports Network. A couple of 1 o'clock tip-offs. We'll be on at 12:45 online, both of them, on the WJPA Sports Network. One crew will be heading to Hollidaysburg, where Trinity will take on the host in a 5A girls matchup. And my crew will be heading to Susquehannock High School, which is in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania. Google Maps that sucker, and you'll see the kind of trip that we have ahead of us tomorrow morning. And the host will entertain the Peters Township Indians. Nearly met a year ago, but Thomas Jefferson beat Susquehannock in the first round, and Peters girls beat Thomas Jefferson in the second round. Had that first round game gone the other way, those two would have met last year in the PIAA playoffs. But here we are heading into win or get on to basketball, or baseball, softball, and track for our spring sports. And we're going to feature 4 Washington County girls teams tonight and tomorrow here on the WJPA Sports Network. We're at the half here at Kane. The Bucks 22, the host Wolves 11, with 16 minutes left in regulation. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Talked in a pregame show that Coach Laurel Montecalvo said they wanted to try to really limit Addison Haight to 16 if possible, and they have been able to do at least the first half of that work. Haight limited to 2 points in that opening half. 22-11, Chartiers Houston with the lead, and again, Kane will start with the basketball. Kane will move left to right in this quarter, shoot at the basket in front of their bench. Olmstead to Waite. Haight goes through and takes the pass, gets double-teamed up high. Feed into traffic, tipped away from Olmstead, last touch by the Bucks. Out of bounds. Haight will inbound the ball. Olmstead deals left side to Eli, try to get it side of the lane. Rebound, a loose ball tipped out of bounds by Roseanne. Trying to get the ball to Callie-Ann Waite at the low block. Inbound to Waite, and she is fouled. And if that's Wingard on the backside, that's going to be her third. And it's not. It's going to be Roseanne on the front side, her first. Team's first foul of the third quarter, and a couple of free throws coming for Callie-Ann Waite. Waite has hit 2 of 4 in the game. First shot is short, no good. Second effort this trip for Waite's too strong, and a rebound comes up the lane where Kolovich clears it and lets traffic clear. Ava Kolovich will bring it up the floor. Pass gets through to Walsh, back to Kolovich. Three ball, good. Kolovich, first points of the game. Chartiers Houston up 25-11. Haight uses the screen and throws the ball to the baseline. Olmstead saves it, gets double teamed in the corner, trying to muscle her way open, steps through, and a Buck's going to get called for a foul. They wanted an offensive foul on Olmstead, but didn't get that. This foul on Aubrey Roseance, so she has two now. Baseline throw in, trying to protect from going into the paint. Good job there. Feed goes instead to Eli. Dribble drive. Haight off the window. Shot won't go. And a rebound. Kolovich, she's tied up. And that's going to be a held ball. Possession arrow belongs to the Bucks. 7:02 to play here in the third. Canna McMillan and Governor Mifflin back underway. Big Macs trail by three in the early part of their third quarter. Wingard tries to force a pass through. It is tipped around, and then Kolovich on the dribble had the ball knocked loose. Able to fight out of a tie-up. And now a holding foul called on the Wolves. This may be Sarah Eli, the guilty party. It will indeed. Eli's first foul. Baseline throw in. Sophomore Mackenzie Walsh to key it. Wingard goes through. Ball goes onto the perimeter. Olovich, double team, get the ball to Walsh. Her three won't go. Rebound tipped around. Wingard reaches down and going to get into a tie-up, and that held ball belongs to the Kane Wolves. Second held ball of this quarter. .625 to play in the third. Olmstead looks for Haight, gets her the ball, long three-pointer as well, short. Rebound, Kolovich comes from outside the lane and gets it. Lob the ball ahead to Wingard. Haight almost stole that. Wingard back to Kolovich. Three ball wide right. Rebound comes clear up the lane, and now Haight takes an outlet pass. Haight, step into the paint, floater good. Addison Haight's second field goal of the game. 25-13, Bucks lead trimmed to 12 as we click under 6 minutes to play in the third. Those are the buckets the Bucks want to avoid. Wingard sets a screen. Pass comes to the near side but deflected out of bounds. Chartiers Houston ball right here at the bench. Walsh avoids a double team. It's the ball back at the volleyball 10-foot line. Onto the corner. Kolovich for three. Good. Her second tray of the quarter. Kolovich has six. 28-13, Chartiers Houston. 5.5 minutes to play in our third quarter. Olmstead 25 feet out, needs help. Addison Haight comes, screen set by Waite, deal to the baseline, ball fake by Weimer, floater in and out and will not stay. Waite with a putback, Callie Ann Waite with the offensive board and the bucket. 28-15, 5:05 to play in our third quarter. Chartiers Houston up 13. Screen set by Rosance. Weimer circles around that. Walsh, floater from 12, won't go. Rebound, put back, Allie Wingard. She's got eight, and the Bucks are doubling up the host Wolves. 30-15. Haight goes to the corner. Olmstead looks for her cutting through the lane. Bucks in this diamond and one defense. And Pallone is all over her. Turnover on the far sideline. Pass for Callie Ann Waite finds its way to the sideline and out of bounds. Canna Mack down by five now early in the third quarter to Governor Mifflin. Chartiers Houston in control here. Side of the lane. Ball to Wingard. Shot won't go. Partially blocked. Gets it back. Scores and is fouled. Allie Wingard has 10 and going to the foul line. Foul is called on Alexa Olmstead, her second, team second of the quarter. 4:18 to play in the third. And Allie Wingard, who's 2-for-4 at the foul line in the game, nails this one right on the money. 11 points for Wingard, only player in the game in double figures. And Chartiers Houston's plus 18. Long pass to the baseline to Eli. Get it back out to Waite, eventually to Weimer. And now Olmstead for two. Near side good. Alexa Olmstead's third long range two-pointer. As we click under 4 minutes, next whistle will get us to our media timeout. 33-17 Chartiers Houston. Bucks may have just gotten away with an over and back. Ball to Wingard at the elbow. Dribbling out of the corner is Pallone. The ball to Mackenzie Walsh. Put it on the deck. Right back to Pallone in the corner. Hassled by Eli. Take it out to midcourt. Tough, hard pass. Good defense there by Eli. Ball goes to the on into Kolovich. She'll take it back at the wing. Pallone near side. Back to Kolovich. And the Bucks taking the clock down to about 3:20. They've taken 40 seconds off on this possession. Near side, Wingard fakes a pass underneath, comes back out instead to Walsh. Go right side to Pallone. The Bucks will park it in the midcourt for a moment. Pallone onto the corner, Kolovich. Pallone trapped on the sideline, and a foul called. Sarah Eli had seen enough and guilty of her second foul, third in the quarter. 3:03 to play in this period. 33-17 Chartiers Houston, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV. My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, this is Larry Maggi. As a sports official for many years, I've seen firsthand the value of high school sports. Whatever the sport, whatever the season, high school athletics teach our young people about discipline, teamwork, commitment to goals, and other valuable life lessons. Congratulations to all of our area playoff teams and best wishes in the game of life.
A message from the Larry Maggi Election Committee.
Coverage tonight also brought to you by the Chartreuse Houston softball boosters, football boosters, and boys basketball boosters, wishing the Lady Bucks the very best on this playoff run. Softball team getting ready to chase another WPIL title. Football and boys basketball with playoff seasons, and they all appreciate the support of the Chartreuse Houston community. Keep your eyes out for upcoming fundraisers and support all the booster clubs. And let's go, Bucks. 3 minutes to play. Third quarter. Bucks almost turn it over. Pressure and another foul going to be called. And I think Sarah Eli is going to get tagged with another. No, it's going to go on Addison Haight. That's her third foul and fourth in the quarter. Bucks did not take care of the ball too well on that possession, but able to keep it. No inbound into backcourt to Walsh. And now the Wolves' defense extends out a bit. Roseanne's two-pointer in and out. Wingard with the rebound, trying to dribble in traffic. Puts a shot off the window and in. Allie Wingard with 13. 35-17. Chartreuse Houston in front. Haight to Eli on the left side. Now pass comes across, gets through to Weimer. Her 15-footer, good. Nice floating jump shot for Weimer. Her first points of the game. Bucks in no hurry coming out of backcourt. Kolovich, Wingard, Roseanne. And now Kolovich, take it right side. No hurry here. Kolovich and Walsh back and forth. The defense extends. Haight saw something coming and was ready to jump that. Kolovich cut off again by Sarah Eli. That's the third foul of the quarter on Eli. And that's shots coming for Kolovich. Ava Kolovich going to the foul line. 2:04 to play here in the third. 35-19 Bucks here on WJPA.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ava Kolovich at the foul line hits both free throws. 8 points here in this quarter. A couple of trays and a couple of 15-footers for a point apiece. 37-19 Bucks plus 18. Olmstead with a ball fake coming out of the corner. Get the ball to Clymer. Another 12-foot floater won't go. Wingard with position and gets the rebound. Bucks get it across the timeline. 1:45 to play here in the third. Back and forth. Walsh and Kolovich over top of the defense. Ball to the far side. Roseanne takes the three ball, hits the rim, bounces high. Wingard tips it toward the baseline, and it's going to be Kane basketball at the baseline. Winner of this game plays the winner of the Bishop McCourt-Mercer game. That's Bishop McCourt District 6 champion. Mercer, the fourth place finisher in District 10. Haight takes a 26-foot three-pointer, leaves it well short. Rebound, Walsh, coast-to-coast, missed the lay-in. Haight will rebound. The Bucks sprinting back, trying to cut her off. Haight launches another three. This one's wide and short. Rebound goes to Clymer. Haight gets it back. Haight on the dribble. Feed it through the paint. Pass fumbled at the baseline by Boschert. Out of bounds. Addison Haight maybe trying to do a little too much. 37-19. Chartreuse Houston with the lead. Two lead changes, both of them happened in the opening quarter. 7-point runs after the Bucks scored first. And Chartreuse Houston has dominated this game since. Walsh and Kolovich over top of the defense of Weimer. And now the Bucks throw the ball out of bounds. Right to Coach Montecalvo. Update from Cannon McMillan. 2 minutes to go in the third. Governor Mifflin leading 30-26 on the WPIL first-time champions. Haight through traffic for the lay-in. Addison Haight with 6 points. 16-point Chartiers Houston lead with 8.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Kolovich, Wingard holds that ball into where some trouble arrived in Olmstead. Kolovich lobbed to the near corner to Pallone. Get it back out. Walsh inside Rosance. Wingard to Walsh. Elbow jumper off the window is good. Mackenzie Walsh gets her first points of the game. Chartiers Houston 39-21. Haight for three at the buzzer. Leaves it well short and the quarter comes to an end. Bucks 39, Wolves 21 after three. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
First Christian Church of Washington, the church home of Coach Laura, wishes good luck to the Lady Bucks in the PIAA playoffs. If you're searching for a church home, First Christian Church is a loving congregation, accepting and embracing all, led by senior pastor, the Reverend Dr. Arthur Keyes, recipient of the 2025 Washington County Community Foundation's Humanitarian of the Year. First Christian Church, 615 East Bow Street in Washington, with worship services at 10:30 each Sunday. Join the celebration and go Bucks!
Chartiers Houston will start the fourth quarter with the basketball and a commanding 18-point lead. If the Bucks don't score at all, Kane has to score nearly as much as they've scored through three quarters. And a great job on limiting Addison Haight to just 6 points. Kolovich takes the handoff, gets an opening, takes it down the lane, hit the iron on the way up. Not a good-looking shot there. Bucks maybe got in too much of a hurry there when Kolovich saw the lane open up. Addison Haight with the ball, pass it into the corner. Boschert, diagonal pass. Olmstead, two-pointer blocked by Wingard. Wingard going coast to coast, off the window, missed the shot. Wingard battles to get the rebound. Will try to force something up, and Haight took that away from her. Haight looking for a foul, circles right then left, and we are going to get the foul call. And they are going to call it a shooting foul. Addison Haight was looking to draw the foul and did. Sophie Pallone going to be guilty, and Haight will go to the line to shoot two. 39-21 Bucks on WJPA.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Addison Haight at the foul line scores with the clock stopped. Hits both free throws, 39-23, and now a steal. Weimer tried to give it back across the paint, and that's picked off by Walsh. Ball ahead to Brose. Her shot off the window is good. Amelia Brose with 4 points off the bench. 41-23. Just over a minute gone in this fourth quarter. The Bucks right where they were at the end of three. Olmstead looks to wait at the elbow. Can't go there. Goes instead to Boschert. Reach in. Ball knocked loose by Kolovich. Going back one-on-one against Haight. Kolovich will circle out away. Gets an opening. Top of the key for three. Good. Ava Kolovich with 11 points after intermission. Bucks up 44-23. Ball knocked loose. Haight has to go and get it. Throws to the corner. Olmstead catch. Dribble out of there. The ball to Waite. Now to Haight, step back, elbow jumper well short. Going to go out of bounds, and the ball belongs to the Bucks. Haight fell down after that step back, trying to draw a foul call there. There was none to be found. And the Bucks get it in front court. Walsh, entry. Get it inside to Brose. Comes to the left side. Shot too strong off the window. Rebound. Wingard puts it up. She's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but will go to the line to shoot two. 5:57 to play in the fourth. 44-23. Chartres Houston back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Allie Wingard at the free throw line hits both. She has really come on at the stripe after the air ball on her first effort. Wolves turn the ball over, pass too tall, and frustration and realization setting in for the host team and its fans. Walsh jumped the ball ahead. Brose will go catch it and then fumble it on the sideline. Yeah, pressure from pressure in the backcourt there by Kane. Got the Bucks a little sped up and led to a turnover. Olmstead on the wing. The ball to Haight. Her dribble drive pushes off. Her floater won't go. Officials let her get away with the push and then didn't bail her out when traffic came. Ball ahead to Walsh and now to Kolovich. Look away pass. Brose step under. Get it back to Kolovich and she's in the lane too long. I don't think with a player with a ball in hand going to the basket attacking, I don't know that I've ever seen a 3-second call when you're attacking the basket. But that was the ruling, and she had been there, had the ball, passed it, and didn't get out. This time the Wolves find Taryn Boschert open on the back cut for the basket. 46-25 the count. Pass high. Walsh able to go get it. Got past Olmstead and now to the corner to Pallone. Kolovich takes a three-pointer. That one kicks out and won't go. Rebound grabbed by Waite. Olmstead will bring it across the timeline. Pass Clymer and then Waite ended up with it. Tried to give it back to Clymer. Shot won't go for Kolovich. Rebound follow won't go for Walsh. And a rebound grabbed by Addison Haight. Circles, puts the shot up, that won't go, and she makes a show of falling down there as well. That was more Oscar level than outstanding basketball. The foul called on Allie Wingard, her third, team second, and foul shots coming for Haight. 4:34 to play in the fourth. We'll keep it here at 46-25 at this point. First shot, Haight gets it to go on the iron. Three or four times. She's hit three in a row now at the foul line. 20-point Chartiers Houston lead approaching the media timeout. Canna McMillan has roared back to take the lead against Governor Mifflin early fourth quarter. Haight's perfect at the foul line. She has 10. Bucks Walsh and now ahead to Kolovich. Three on one. And the Bucks circle it back out. Defense comes out past the volleyball 10-foot line. Walsh, handoff to Brose. Avoids a steal attempt by Clymer. Take it right side to Pallone. Doesn't take the three. Was wide open. And now Walsh will take pass in the midcourt circle. 4:10 remaining in the ballgame. Chartiers Houston up 46-27. Wingard at the volleyball 10-foot line. Guarded there by Haight. And a travel call on Kolovich, and that'll take us to the media timeout, I believe. Nope, we're going to keep it here. We're not under four. No, the next whistle will take us there. I didn't get a real good look at the Kolovich travel call, but we'll leave that alone. Haight takes the diagonal pass, looks for a cutter underneath. It's Clymer. try to force it across and dribbling the ball on the baseline, and now we get to the media timeout. 3:45 remaining in the ballgame. Chartiers Houston 46, Kane 27 on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Our coverage today also brought to you by Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated, wishing the Lady Bucks the very best during this 2026 playoff run. Chartiers Houston girls trying to get to the PIAA second round for the first time since 2018. 3:45 left in regulation. Bucks with a 19-point lead on the hosts. And now full court pressure. Kolovich fumbles the inbound play, but it's tipped out of bounds by Bria Petroff. Bishop McCourt or Mercer, the winner of that game, will get our winner. Kolovich gets the ball inbound and now ahead quickly to Brooklyn Hess. And right back to Kolovich. Has help in the midcourt. It's Bros. Amelia Bros unchallenged on the dribble and picks it up. Back cut pass stolen by Addison Haight. Haight going up the floor and just really got out of control. And going to get a pushing foul called on the Bucks. This foul on Kolovich will be her third, team's third. You know, thought at first that they were going to call that a shooting situation. She was fouled. If there was a foul, she was fouled at the high post. Shot off the window will not go for Petroff, and a rebound is tied up. Possession arrow belongs to Kane. 3:15 left in regulation, still 19-point Bucks lead. Baseline throw in, and we get another held ball. This time, Olmstead is tied up by Kolovich. They're 2 seconds apart, possession arrow throw ins. Hess dribbles out of the defensive corner. Finds Walsh and now to Kolovich. He'll cross the timeline. Lob it across far side to Hess. And again, Hess takes it out to midcourt. Weimer doesn't come with it. There's no need to move forward there. Ball goes to Bros. She'll put it on the deck. Bounce pass in the corner. Hess now on the drive is cut off and threw it away. Bucks in a hurry to go someplace they don't need to go. Haight across the timeline. Feeds it to Weimer. Three ball off the side of the backboard. Lands right in the hands of Ava Kolovich. Kolovich is fouled on that sideline. That's Sarah Eli picking up her fourth. Just the second foul in the fourth quarter called against Kane. And now Roseant's going to check back in the game and Bros will check out for Chartiers Houston. Inbound feed goes to Walsh, right back to Kolovich. Got an opportunity to drive, and she gets knocked down. And that's, if that's on Eli, that's her fifth. It's going to be on Alexa Olmstead, and that's her third substitution now. Checking in is Peyton Gillespie, 5'6 freshman, coming on. Actually, they changed. They said 10, and the board says 13. I thought the initial signal that that foul was on number 10, but it indeed, the foul was, if that's where we're going. No, Now they say that it must have been on 10, and that's what that was the initial signal. And so they correct that on the scoreboard as well. Appreciate all the parties there getting to the right place. Bucks, with 2.5 minutes to play in regulation, enjoy a 19-point lead. To the hoop, Kolovich off the window, misses the shot. Rebound, Rozance kept it alive, but Haight took it away from her. Haight crossover, kicked to the far corner. Climber, ball fake, floater won't go. Rebound, put back, won't go for Gillespie, and the Bucks get the rebound, and then an illegal screen set by Walsh got away with it. Walsh ends up with the ball. Volleyball sideline at the 3-meter line, 10-foot line. Thank you. This is the United States, after all. We talk feet, right? 8 inches. Pounds. I know we use those other things as well, but I'll just leave it there. 95 seconds to play. Bucks playing keep away in the midcourt. Hess, get it to Walsh. Walsh, reach in by Casey Weimer, and she'll knock it out of bounds. Substitution now as Adelin Mix will check in. Another substitution off the bench. Sarah Eli checks back in with her fourth foul. And Gillespie will go out. Olmstead went out as well. Olmstead a senior. Eli a senior. Mattia Brown senior for the Kane Wolves. Casey Weimer all over Walsh. And now a travel call on Brooklyn Hess. And Mattia Brown going to check in. Olmstead, Brown, and Eli, the seniors, are on the floor at the moment for head coach Dan Haight, who knows what is coming in a minute and 15 seconds. WPIL third place finisher Chartiers Houston. Addison Haight with hands all over by the Bucks. Haight keeps the dribble going, throws it to the corner, and threw it away. Addison Haight, nearly 1,200 points. She's at 1,176 now in her 2-year career, but is not going to be enough tonight. Wingard gets the ball inbound. Walsh uses a little pick play there by Kolovich to get the ball ahead. And now Kolovich will take it back. Under a minute remaining in the ball game. Walsh, ball in hand. And boy, Weimer just very physical there, trying to steal it a couple of times. Kolovich, two hands on the ball. Bounce pass twice, hits the floor, and it gets to Wingard. Kolovich screens Weimer off Walsh, and then this time Sarah Eli reaches around the waist and tackles her, and will pick up now her fifth foul. And that is five fouls on Sarah Eli, and her senior season will come to an end. 32 seconds to play, 46-27 Bucks. We're back, and we'll keep it here on the delay there on the substitution. Bucks get the ball inbounds, just try to deal with this final 30 seconds. Kolovich dribbles to the midcourt, needs help, ball knocked out of her hands, and now going to get it back to Walsh, and Weimer all over her again, blocks her to the sideline. Now the ball thrown in the backcourt. Kenzie Walsh looking for a little help there. A couple of forearms knocked her to the sideline, but play on is the call. 3 minutes to go in Canonsburg. Big Macs up 40-38 on Governor Mifflin. Big Macs trailed most of that ball game through three quarters. Addison Haight with the dribble, steps between a double team, lays it on the window and in. Haight with a dozen, and that's going to be her final points of the evening, and Chartiers Houston gets the win. Bucks 46, Wolves 29. We'll get you a full recap, hopefully talk to Coach when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, this is Larry Maggi. As a sports official for many years, I've seen firsthand the value of high school sports. Whatever the sport, whatever the season, high school athletics teach our young people about discipline, teamwork, commitment to goals, and other valuable life lessons. Congratulations to all of our area playoff teams and best wishes in the game of life.
A message from the Larry Maggi Election Committee.
Welcome back to Kane, joined with by Chartres Houston head coach Laura Montecalvo. First of all, congratulations. Big
Thank
playoff
you.
Win.
Thank you.
Get the first points and then seven straight. Looked a little discombobulated, a little out of sync. What was happening in those opening minutes?
Yeah, I think I saw some jitters and, nervous mistakes. And we just needed to settle down and run our offense and we told the kids defense travels because we had to travel pretty far. So we just said keep playing great defense and offense will come. So we just needed to relax.
One of the things that you told me, one of the goals was to hold Addison Haight to 16 or fewer. She hadn't finished with 12 and six of that in the final period after the game was in hand. Mm-hmm. How did you do that? She scored 1,175 points in her career.
We worked really hard. I tried to impersonate her during practice this week, actually. And we had somebody in her face the whole time, and we knew that anytime there was a screen, we wanted to double her. She's very, very good off the dribble and really good at finding holes. So no gaps and just complete focus on holding her under control.
The other thing that you said you wanted to do to her was try to get her frustrated, and that clearly happened.
Yes. Any kid that's used to scoring the way that she does, and she's such a dynamic player, we felt there would be some frustration if she was struggling to do that. And, we definitely created that. Huge credit to Sophie Pallone, who guarded her man-to-man most of the night. And if 2 years ago I would have asked Sophie to do that, I don't think she could have. And she's dug her heels in defensively, and, just huge praise to her. And Brooklyn Hess came in and did the same thing.
What's the difference in your team this year versus last year?
Well, we're a lot younger. But I think this year we're just a little bit better offensively. We have better ball handlers, more ball handlers, and the kids that helped us last year that were freshmen that are now sophomores have experience. I really think that's the biggest difference.
In 1A, 2A, smaller classifications, you and I talked about this years ago, multiple ball handlers. You have to.
Yeah, you do. And it's something we've been working on for several years, even though it may have not shown as much as we wanted it to last year. It's nice to see the fundamental work pay off.
Back to the second round?
Yes.
Either Bishop McCord or Mercer?
Yes. Any score on that?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for talking with us. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate
it. Laura Montecalvo, the Chartres Houston head coach, after the win here tonight. More on our post-game show here on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
First Christian Church of Washington, the church home of Coach Laura, wishes good luck to the Lady Bucks in the PIAA playoffs. If you're searching for a church home, First Christian Church is a loving congregation, accepting and embracing all, led by Senior Pastor, the Reverend Dr. Arthur Keyes, recipient of the 2025 Washington County Community Foundation's Humanitarian of the Year. First Christian Church, 615 East Bow Street in Washington, with worship services at 10:30 each Sunday. Join the celebration, and go Bucks!
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
The Chartres Houston softball boosters, football boosters, and boys basketball boosters congratulate the Lady Bucks and wish them the best on this continuing 2026 playoff run. Softball team getting ready to chase another WPIL championship. Football and boys basketball teams enjoyed playoff seasons and certainly appreciate the support of the entire Chartres Houston community. Keep your eyes out for upcoming fundraisers to support all of the booster clubs. And let's go Bucks. Update from Canna McMillan, 90 seconds to play. Canna Mac 42, Governor Mifflin 41. Governor Mifflin with the basketball. Take you back through this one. Bucks scored first. Kane came back to score the next 7 points and led 7-2 just after the media timeout. And Chartres Houston scored the last 7 points of the first quarter to lead 9-7 at the break. They would extend that to score the first four of the second quarter and up the lead to 13-7. By the time we got to the media timeout, the Bucks led 19-10 late second quarter and led 22-11 at intermission. Second half, Ava Kolovich, who had foul trouble early on and couple of fouls in the first quarter and then didn't play the second period, certainly came out of the locker room. A couple of threes and a couple of foul shots in the third, another tray in the fourth, and she led the way as the Bucks outscored Kane 17-10 in the third to lead by 18, a margin that they would keep for most of the ball game before winning it 46-29. 15 points for Allie Wingard. Ava Kolovich had 11. Chartres Houston was 7 of 9 at the free throw line as the Bucks improved to 23-4. End of the line for the Kane Wolves. Dan Haight squad loses for the 12th time, 14-12 on the season. Addison Haight with a dozen points tonight. Just a sophomore, 1,178 points in her two-year career. The only player in double digits for Kane. The Wolves were 7 of 12 at the free throw line. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Ball game at the half at 22-11. The Bucks had things going pretty much their way, and then what those of you on NFHS are watching, that happened, and that is Ava Kolovich, Trey, couple of foul shots, and Kolovich with 8 points in that quarter, and the Bucks outscored Kane 17-10, nearly the entire amount there in favor of the Bucks. The difference in that quarter, and Chartiers Houston would go on to win. And for that strong third quarter and another Trey in the fourth, Ava Kolovich, our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game. Update from Cannon McMillan. Big Mac shooting foul shots, leading 44-43 with 40 seconds remaining in the game. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the Chartiers Houston Softball Boosters, Football Boosters, and Boys Basketball Boosters, backing the Lady Bucks. By Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated, wishing the Lady Bucks good luck during this extended playoff run. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. By First Christian Church, the Round Church at 615 East Bow Street. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Larry Maggi Election Committee, celebrating all the life lessons learned in high school sports. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Coverage tonight also brought to you by the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Schweinebraten Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our coverage of the state wrestling championships continues and concludes tomorrow on WJPA AM. Consolation semifinals, third, fifth, and seventh place medal bouts, and the individual championship finals. Meanwhile, we have two more basketball playoff games on WJPA.com for you, both in the 5A girls bracket. Trinity travels to Hollidaysburg. Peters Township heads to Glen Rock to take on Susquehannock. Our thanks to head coaches Laura Montecalvo and Dan Haight and their staffs, to Kane Athletic Director Jason Barner, and to the Kane Technical Staff, Chris Nicholas and John Carnavalli, and the rest of the crew here at Kane. For Floor Director Jason Tennant, Scott Donnelly, and Kyle Lamb on camera, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. From Kane Area High School in the PIAA 2A Girls Basketball First Round, your final score, Chartiers Houston 46, Kane 29. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.